Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. This is a special programme celebrating Mother's Day, and it's dedicated to all you lovely, hard-working, loving mothers. We can never thank you enough for what you do and for what you mean to us. Without you, we would not be alive in the first place. And without you, the quality of our life would be so much the poorer. So to get us all in the mood, here's a tribute medley to mothers from Rosemary.
I want to tell you that
Thanks, Rosemary, for that lovely tribute to mothers everywhere, and to mothers at every stage of motherhood. Here's a description of the changing image of mother over the years. This is from an American church magazine. 4-year-old says, "My mummy can do anything." 8-year-old says, "My mam knows a lot, a whole lot." 12-year-old, "My mother doesn't really know quite everything." 14-year-old, "Naturally, mum doesn't know that either." 16-year-old, "Mum, she's hopelessly old-fashioned." 18-year-old, "That old woman, she's way out of date." 25-year-old, "Well, she might know a little bit about it." 30-year-old, "She's smarter than she used to be." 35-year-old, "Before we decide, let's ask Mum's opinion." 50-year-old, "Wonder what Mum would have thought about it." 65-year-old, "Wish I could talk it over with Mum." It's amazing how Mum gets wiser the older we get. Mind you, Mums can come away with the daftest things at times. Things like, "If you fall off that wall and break your legs, don't come running to me. Shut your mouth and eat your tea." "Mum, I've lost my bag. Well, where did you leave it last? If I knew that, it wouldn't be lost, would it? Mums point the accusing finger at you and say, I told you not to point, it's rude. How many trillions of times have I told you not to exaggerate? And mums are ventriloquists. They can speak with their teeth closed together. You, get inside, right now. And mums have terrible memories. They forget who they are. Don't you know who I am? And they forget who their children are. Who do you think you are? Mums teach you to walk and they teach you to talk and then the next thing is they teach you to sit down and shut up. But daft though you can be, we still love you. And we appreciate all that you can do for us and have done for us. Here's a couple of conversations between a mother and a son.
Mum, why is a kangaroo called a kangaroo?
Oh, I don't know, son. You've got me there.
Mum, why is a rhinoceros called a rhinoceros?
Sorry, son, I haven't a clue.
Mum, why is a hippopotamus called a hippopotamus?
I don't know, son. I've never thought about that before.
Mum, do you mind me asking you all these questions?
Oh, no, son. You have to ask questions. How else will you ever learn?
Mum, who made me?
Some guy with a test tube.
Where do I come from?
Dundee.
When did I begin?
From the moment you got up this morning.
Mum, why am I here?
God only knows, son.
I mean, how did I get here?
On a double-decker bus.
What started me off?
It must have been all that iron brew you were drinking.
And why are you my mum?
Because if I had trousers, I'd be your dad.
Why have I got a dad?
To pay for the groceries.
And what are big sisters for?
Keeping little boys in order.
Are babies meant to be like that?
Oh no, they were meant to come with an off switch.
Why are babies so tiny?
They shrink in the wash.
And how do babies grow?
Up the way, usually.
Mum, who decides if I'm a boy or a girl?
Or indeed of no fixed gender?
How do they decide?
Chance about.
Why do teeth need brushing?
To make your photographs come out clearer.
And why are the vitamins in cabbage and not in ice cream?
To help you get used to bad luck.
What's it like on your very first day ever?
A change from the day before.
What are people made of?
Poor quality metal.
And why do we have to sleep every night?
Because it beats lying in bed worrying all night.
Mum, why do we eat food?
Because it tastes better than iron filings.
Why don't pets keep pets?
Too much bother.
Mum, can I ask you another question?
No, mum is the word.
You are listening to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM as we pay tribute to all mothers everywhere and think about our own mother wherever she is right now. Here's Foster and Allen's tribute to gentle mothers everywhere.
By the side of a clear crystal fountain, there stands a lonely churchyard closely by. There's a tombstone decorated with primroses in the memory of the loved one who passed away. Shall I ne'er see you more, gentle mother? As they grew amongst the wild woods, and I cherish, 'twas no trouble unto you. Mm-hmm. Some children take a liking to their parents, while some others fill their mothers' hearts with pain. But someday they will be sorry for their blindness, when crying will not bring her back again. Shall I never see you more, gentle mother? I can't recover. Meek and low lies my gentle mother's love. Meek and low lies my gentle mother's love.
Now a song by Alison Krauss about a mother's love for her baby. Here's a duet by Glen Campbell and Steve Wariner paying tribute to mothers, because they are the hands that rock the cradle. As the famous quote goes, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Every world ruler has a mother, and often they're a big influence on them.
He got here red and grateful, scared and crying. Then she took him up and held him to her breast, and he sure was glad to get what Mama offered. Then he went to sleep and put his fears to rest. It didn't seem to matter what he needed. He could always count on Mama to supply. And regardless of the sleep she might be losing, he could always find a twinkle in her eyes.
There ought to be a hall of fame for mamas. she knew he couldn't learn away from home. And by the time she wore the cover of her Bible, her hair was gray and her little man was grown. There ought to be a hall of fame for mama. Creation's most unique and precious pearl. And heaven help us always to remember that the hand that crossed the cradle rules the world. Yes, the hand that crossed the cradle.
And we hear a lot about beautiful woman, smart woman, sophisticated woman, career woman, talented woman, superwoman. But what we need to hear more about is godly woman. President Abraham Lincoln said, "I remember my mother's prayers, and they've always followed me. They've clung to me all my life." St. Augustine, the ancient playboy who later became more saintly, said, "If I am thy child, only God, it is because thou gavest me such a mother." And Dwight L. Moody, the famous American evangelist, said, "All that I have ever accomplished in my life, I owe to my mother." George Herbert said, "The influence of a good mother is worth more than 1,000 schoolmasters." And an old Scottish proverb says, "An ounce of mother is worth more than 1 pound of clergy." Dean Stanley said, "My mother's memory is the greatest gift I ever received." Here's a prayer for Mother's Day by Helen Steiner Rice. Our Father in heaven, whose love is divine, thanks for the love of a mother like mine. And in your great mercy, look down from above and grant this dear mother the gift of your love. And all through the year, whatever betide her, assure her each day that you are beside her. And Father in heaven, show me the way to lighten her tasks and brighten her day. And bless her dear heart with the insight to see that her love means more than the world to me. And this is a wee Mother's Day poem. Work from dawn till bedtime, that's a mother's busy day. Washing, cleaning, cooking, never time for rest or play. Looking after home and baby and of others too. Every day the same routine to tackle and to get through. That's a Mother's Day. But when the family has grown, when life is not so rushed and she's left alone, looking back across the years, those days she will recall and tell you that they were the best and the happiest of all. Here's a couple of other poems by Helen Steiner Rice from her book entitled Lovingly. The first is, "What is a Mother?" It takes a mother's love to make a house a home, a place to be remembered no matter where we roam. It takes a mother's patience to bring a child upright, and her courage and her cheerfulness to make a dark day bright. It takes a mother's thoughtfulness to mend the heart's deep hurts, and her skill and her endurance to mend little socks and shirts. It takes a mother's kindness to forgive us when we err, to sympathize in trouble and bow her head in prayer. It takes a mother's wisdom to recognize our needs and to give us reassurance by her loving words and deeds. It takes a mother's endless faith, her confidence and trust, to guide us through the pitfalls of selfishness and lust. And that is why in all this world there could not be another who could fill God's purpose as completely as a mother." And I like this one particularly. It's, "A mother's love is a haven in the storms of life. A mother's love is like an island in life's ocean vast and wide, a peaceful, quiet shelter from the restless rising tide. A mother's love is like a fortress, and we seek protection there when the waves of tribulation seem to drown us in despair. A mother's love's a sanctuary where our souls can find sweet rest from the struggle and the tension of life's fast and futile quest. A mother's love is like a tower rising far above the crowd, and her smile is like the sunshine breaking through a threatening cloud. A mother's love is like a beacon, burning bright with faith and prayer, and through the changing scenes of life we can find a haven there. For a mother's love is fashioned after God's enduring love. It is endless and unfailing, like the love of Him above. I would go further than that and say, it's not just that mum's love is like God's love, it's God's love comes to us through our mother. Mothers and God share an awful lot in common. God creates the universe, and mum creates us. God sustains the world, and mum sustains our world. God and mum provide for us, protect us, comfort us, and challenge us. They lead us and guide us, lend a listening ear, fix things, and so on. God and mum are very similar in so many ways, we begin to suspect that they're both in cahoots, working together on the same mission of looking after us. God is a people person and a homemaker too. He makes a home for us on earth and prepares a place for us in heaven. Jesus once beautifully spelt out the motherhood of God in one sentence. How many times have I wanted to put my arms round all you people, just like a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wing. So on Mother's Day, and indeed every day, we are grateful for mums. We are grateful to our mums. Grateful to God for our mums. And grateful to God for being our mother. Here's a song in Italian by Catherine Jenkins. It's entitled in English, Everything I do it for you. That sums it all up. Everything God does is done for us. Everything Mum does is for the child. And everything we do is for Mum and for God. Living for each other is what makes the world go round. The alternative is living selfishly. It doesn't work. If Mum was selfish and God was selfish, we would not be here in the first place. This last song, sung by Saltcoat's own Roger Patterson, is a beautiful response to the love that we receive from our mothers, the love we receive from God, and the love we receive from God through our mothers. Bye for now.
Lord, don't